All right, I'm now going to open up the Common Council meeting. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Skransky.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Please rise. Join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
My name is Leroy Lewandowski, 83 West Winston Way. I just want to bring up some issues regarding the quarry again. The quarry is putting out that dust constantly, and nobody seems to be enforcing anything like the police department, the sheriff. I just went through there this morning, and it's dusty, cloudy. Nothing's being done. But one of the issues is, about 2 weeks ago, I'd washed my car at a self-service car wash, and as a result, there was all, it's an SUV, so water kind of sticks on top of the roof. After I went through, I went west on Rawson Avenue, past the quarry, and a truck came out of the quarry, bellowing this whole white cloud of silica. And this is the result. That's the drops of water that caught all the dust, and we breathed all that. And I was on the other side of the...
Could you take the microphone, please?
I was on the north side of Rawson Avenue. The car was wet from the wash, but all that dust settles on my car like that, little big drops, and we breathe that. In fact, I've got a statement here from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. It says, do you know that the average adult breathes 20,000 times each day, and that both children and elderly face a greater risk of being affected by air pollution? This is...
Do you want to share that with us?
Well, read it.
I'll just give it to the clerk, and then she can make copies for the alderman later.
And then 20,000 times we breathe, every one of us. And I got a fax here from the county, Mr. O'Brien. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, what's his first name?
He was supposed to have been in charge of the air quality here in the county, but there was some confusion between the federal and the county, and it appears that he's not responsible. And it says that...
Is it Kevin O'Brien? Kevin O'Brien?
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He says that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources air management program and the local municipalities hold the responsibility for air quality. Therefore, our city should be held responsible for having better quality in that area. I never have any words from our health department. He's supposed to be down there and seeing all of them. We pay him to keep us free. He pushed the effort to have no smoking in the city of Franklin. I think that dust of silico is a heck of a lot worse than smoking. Because in the smoking, you can at least walk away from it. You can't walk away from this stuff. The people at Syndics are breathing it all day long. One of the things is that there, in this packet today, too, there's a gentleman that writes about burning. I think you all have a letter from him.
Yes, I think he's with us tonight.
Pardon?
I think he's with us today.
Okay. And he's also complaining about the smoke coming from burning. I've got a neighbor that does pit burning in the middle of the night. I can't open up the windows. And in wintertime, if you, in cold weather, people are burning wood. And if I open my garage door, I get it all in my house anyway. But I'm just pointing out that we have a bad condition around the quarries with this dust coming out of it. And nobody seems to be doing anything.
Well, actually, I just saw, it looks like the quarry's bought a brand new sweeper. They've got been going up and down the street since we started complaining. In fact, I've been going up and down it myself, and there's so much water on the streets now because the trucks are going in and out of the car washes, and I think they also gave them flyers for every truck that comes in and out. Did talk to the police chief about the covers and whether that's mandated by law or not mandated by law. So we have quite a bit of conversation, and having lived there myself, I've seen a remarkable difference in the level of dust or the reduction.
Well, one of the things, too, in regards to the, I don't know if you read the article about the plant for asphalt plant, alarm Cedarburg residents. They don't want the asphalt. That was in the newspaper. I don't know if you've ever seen this article.
Let me just give more, Mr. Lewandowski. Just ask if there's anybody else that wanted to speak during the citizens' comment period.
Ready?
Yes.
My name is Pat Santatelli. I live at 9501 West Loomis Road in the Brentwood Park Senior Building. I'm here in regard to the burning also. Twice in the last couple of weeks, somebody in my neighborhood was burning. The first time I thought it was kids in the woods playing with fire. I live on the fourth floor, and I overlook the ponds and the woods. It's a very beautiful sight. The second time, the smoke was swirling above the trees, and it was so thick I had to close my windows. And I called the fire department about it, and when they checked things out, the woman had a burning permit, and there was no problem with it. I am not here to complain about her burning and where I live and the fire in that area. I'm here to address health problems. I'm a retired nurse. I have dealt with people with respiratory problems, COPD. Asthma's on the increase. I would hesitate if I was a young mother to take my baby out for a walk in the stroller if somebody in the neighborhood was burning. So I see that as quite a problem. And I researched it further, and I believe that this is a problem that need not exist. Okay? We all probably agree that burning causes pollution. Okay? There's no need for the people in Franklin to burn. Three times a year, their garbage, their things, their wood and leaves and things are picked up curbside. Three times a year. The rest of the time, there are two recycling areas, the Franklin Residential Brush Drop and the Waste Management Metro Landfill. I spoke with somebody at the Metro Landfill, and I said, I'm a new resident, you know, can I bring over brush? Bring over as much as you want. They are open 6 days a week.
Yes,
they will take as much brush as anybody wants to bring them. I said, what do you do with it? They said, we use a chipper. And then the wood chips are used by the transportation department. So that's a very good example to me of things being recycled in a useful way. They do not need to be burned.
If I can, just on the opening 6 days a week, that started today, I believe.
Well, it's on the sheet.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one that met with Waste Management. They asked for a meeting with Alderman Skoronski, and they also said that they would be willing to maybe help us with the emerald ash borer problem. So that just started today, the 6 days.
Okay. So there are other options for people rather than burning. Burning is, influencing, bothering other people and their breathing problems. So that's about the point I wanted to make. I did find out that there were 382 permits that were issued. I believe the population of Franklin is something like 37,000, is that correct?
35,000.
Okay, that's a very small minority of people that do want to burn. There's no longer open areas where there's smoke can go. In the area that I'm in, the houses and the businesses are very close together. The smoke is bound to bother somebody. Excuse me. So, no doubt some of these people that have the permits will come back to you people on the council and say, this is my land. I have always burned. I do not want the government sticking their nose in my business. I imagine you've heard this. What I want you to think about is the numbers. Whose rights are being protected? whose rights are being protected here. That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening.
By the way, ma'am, that's why I put this...
I forgot to mention.
Put this on the agenda
health
today.
Issues, I have this sheet that Steve gave me that Andrew wrote about the variety of health problems, and I'm sure you're all aware of that, too. It's very well written. It's very specific problems. I'm very nervous over here.
I just wanted to point out that the rationale, the reason that this is on the agenda tonight is because the gentleman that brought this forward, he and I talked, and he wrote some letters. And,
I have a copy of that letter, correct?
And that's why I wanted to bring it to the attention of the Common Council so that they can take a look at what this gentleman has written and also to maybe take into consideration advice from the fire chief and the health advisor,
right.
Health director.
Yeah, so. The thing that was new that I wanted to bring in was there are other options. Burning does not need to be. And if they can, you know, eliminate cigarette smoking, they can eliminate burning also.
Thank you. Yes, let me just, because we have a three-minute limit, just to ask if there's someone else that wanted to speak. Under a citizen's comment. Is there anyone else wishing to speak under a citizen's comment period? Mr. Lewandowski, did you want to finish up?
I just want to finish up what I started, and that was the fact that we sort of, the Common Council kind of dragging their feet in regards to this quarry committee, and we have a trail committee, we have a street and sidewalk committee, they call it an advisory committee, and yet they're dragging their feet on this committee that was in fact practicing back, 8-10 years ago. And nobody wants to bring this thing back into operation again. But if you recall, was it last year or the year before, they had the forest fire way up in Michigan someplace, and this whole city was just indicated with all the smoke, and we could hardly breathe. That's what's really wrong. But we've got that locally because of what the laws permit here in the city.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item B2, announcements. I think all of us are very, very proud of Brian Sajak. He was elected to the Board of Directors of State Bar of Wisconsin, Administrative and Local Government Law Section. Brian's not here today, but I think he deserves a round of applause from the council. And Mr. City Attorney, if you would please convey to Brian how proud we are of him. Really appreciate it. Next is mayoral proclamation designates August as Children's Vision and Learning Month. I don't know that that needs any additional explanation. Letter from Chris Abley, County Executive, regarding an internship program. I'm sure many of the kids in Franklin would be very interested in working for the County Executive, if at all possible, or adults. or even in their own city. Item D is chat with the chair. County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich will be here Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. in the council chambers. I just received an email from Harold Mester, basically saying that she will be here, and it's confirmed. So we welcome the new chairwoman. She came to the ICC meeting last month, and I really do appreciate that she took the invitation and came down. I look forward to working with her, and I hope that we can maybe pull off some miracles between county government and local government. Alderman Taylor, anything?
Well, I think it'll be a nice. It's nice to have her down here. She made a commitment to me during the when she was lobbying me for position as chairwoman that she would have make Franklin the first stop to chat with the chair, and you may know I did not vote for her, but she still kept her word and made this the first stop, and I have the luxury of, because our bus system does not come to City Hall, I'll be picking her up by Walmart, and we'll be doing the same thing in Old Creek and Hales Corners because none of the bus systems get you there, so I'm her chauffeur for three of the 19 municipalities.
So you'll be handling the red carpet as well?
I don't think we have red carpet, but we will have it. We'll have it very nicely.
You on the hook for dinner?
We'll see. I may be.
Alderman Olson?
So I respectfully request that the supervisor take this opportunity and
and drive the chairwoman the entire length of 76th Street from Greendale, where she can see where county money went, drive her down 76th Street, describe to her that we're not getting the same amount of county money, and drive her down through Ryan Road so she can understand that that section of the road is not even on the county's radar, and yet you can't drive on the road. Then take her over to Ken's neighborhood and take her down
North Gate
Road and North
St. Martin's.
And then say, you know, there is something other than the city of Milwaukee.
Well, I would encourage all the aldermen and all the citizens of Franklin that this is a rare opportunity to have the chairwoman of the county board to come out here. Alderman Taylor is correct in saying that this is the first community. It's being widely advertised. I would agree with almost everything that Alderman Olson just said. There was a change in policy without ever talking to the local governments about the 90-10 policy for the road sharing. We have a sports complex. We have, I think, Alderman Taylor said in his literature that something like between Oak Creek, Franklin, and Hales Corners, we have given about $35 million to Milwaukee County, and yet we do not have a, quote, central park like almost all the other sections of Milwaukee County do. We do not have a senior youth facility like they have at Washington Park and McGovern and other places. And $35 million is a lot of money to be throwing in that direction. We also have on our agenda tonight the consolidation report on fire services. One of the things that raised this issue in the first place was that Milwaukee County over the last few years has dwindled the amount of support for the EMS paramedic program, especially in the supplemental payments, and communities like Franklin are having to pick up the tab. So this is your chance. So you should come down and don't be bashful. And I will say this: so far, from what I know of Supervisor Dmitrievich, she is very, very smart. She has a lot of social graces. I just made a suggestion to the other mayors and village presidents to allow her a vote on the ICC because the municipalities do so much business with Milwaukee County that I think it's in our best interest to do that. But this is your opportunity to come down and voice your opinion. Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, Mayor, I think on you were being very generous on the amount of money that we give Milwaukee County. I added it up in the last 7 years, we gave them $47 million. So the tally went up a little more.
Alderman Taylor?
The $35 million is combined per year from three communities. So I think last year we gave $16-17 million. So if you do the math, I mean, it takes you only about 3 years to get to that amount. So we give quite a bit of money. One last thing I will say, she is extremely intelligent. I've learned that quickly and politically savvy. And she also understands that the suburban communities like Franklin, like Oak Creek, like Hills Corners do not trust Milwaukee County, do not trust the county board. And it was her encouragement why I even ran for a vice chair position. But she said you needed to have balance on there. So, I'm hopeful. And what I've seen in the first month and a half, that she's willing to work with us. We'll just see if it's reciprocal, I guess, from our side, too.
Just the last piece of that, and that's that we had former Chairman Holloway, when he was the county executive, I sat on his transition team, not as the mayor of Franklin, but as the chairman of the mayors and village presidents from Milwaukee County. We did try and put together as many things as we could to reach out and to put together intergovernmental cooperation agreements and mutual aid agreements. So I hope that I think Supervisor Dmitrievich is going to be around a long time, and I think there's some golden opportunities that can be had here if all of us probably drop the politics and start just doing the business of government. Just think about the people for a while. Alderman Olson?
I'm going to continue to politics because my politics relate to my constituents, and And I'm looking at item G12, which is City Engineer's update on the reconstruction of 76th Street. The project had started discussion phase in 1999. Agreement was half signed in 2001. Today is scheduled for initial construction of the first phase in February of 2014. That's not doing our constituents any favors. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that the chairwoman is coming. I'm really disappointed that we have to say it's we're the first, and it's a pleasure to have her, and it's a unique experience. She ought to be down here more often, because we do spend a lot of money, send a lot of money to the county. And for this, we get delays in our road projects and half projects. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Just so it's clear, when I said politics, I was talking about straight polarization between Democrats and Republicans. Of course, there's politics.
Well, Your Honor.
Hopefully that'll maybe end tomorrow.
One last thing, and Alderman Wilson's absolutely correct, but this is what I've found, and I'll talk about this more as we move forward, but what I've learned from the people on the county board is when you have a person serving an area, that mentality is, I'm going to show up, vote no, we're not working with you, and go home, they say, well, why are we putting anything for your district in the budget? That's what went on. That's the fact. So, so now you got to undo it, which I'm trying to do, which is not easy, but you got to start small steps. And I think she does, in her 8 years, she's done 140 town hall meetings. This is not a one-time thing. I think she's going to try to come down here as often as possible because, as the mayor said, she's not going anywhere anytime soon. She got an opponent that spent $30,000 against her. She got 67%, so she's a pretty safe area.
Okay, let's see. So will we cover D? Anything further on that? If not, move to item C. Alderman Wilhelm.
For the approval of minutes, I called the clerk's office to debate and get my messages. Just a small correction, a little typo. So I'll make approval of the minutes for May 15th with the correction to G8.
Let's all turn there. Everybody on G8.
It's G8, the second paragraph. It's just supposed to say table. It says tab. Just a two-letter typo.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded with the modifications. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have before you boards and commission appointments. Item A, Gene Ninneman for weed commissioner.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Olson.
At some point, I'd like for the council to discuss the philosophy behind the weed commissioner. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, do we charge $70 an hour and do a service for our constituents, or do we charge $150 an hour and encourage our constituents to do their own weed cutting? At some point, I'd like to have that conversation.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
I just would like to clarify that as weed commissioner, he receives no reimbursement, salary, wages. The amount on there is weed cutter, and that amount is billed, which then explains why Alderman Olson is encouraging the company.
Okay. I've received a few complaints in the last couple of years, but it's a few in comparison to what we used to have, where it was literally hundreds. Mr. Ninneman has done a very good job for the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My comment is not adverse to Mr. Ninneman.
Right, I understand.
My comment is, and continues to be over the many years that I've done this job, there are landowners in this community that have the city of Franklin as their lawn service. And I think that's absolutely wrong and inappropriate for us, our taxpayers. That's my
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, if the item comes back in the future, please consider the fact that there are several residents in my district that have really no owners that are at the bank. And changing that to try to make the owner do it probably won't have much effect on those issues in my view.
Yeah. Alderman Taylor?
Mark Liberta, we talked about this one time, but probably it was a year ago, and then I think other things come up and we just don't get back to it. But you had a program kind of in, was it Caledonia?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what you did there? And I thought it was maybe some sort of alternative here in the city, because I agree with Alderman Olson that we're doing this stuff and we need to get people. Cause every year I could drive by, and every year I just do it myself. I'm like, here's five or six, psh, done, because you know it's going to be the case. And they look at us saying, this is a steal. We got to get away from that.
Two things we did, although you're restricted on how much you can charge, because it has to be reflective of the true cost, we made sure that our administrative fee, which was added on, was reflective of the true cost of maintaining the process and staff time. So we were able to justify a noticeable administrative fee. At the same time, we were also created a ordinance violation. So if we had to go out there multiple times in a year, we sent them a citation as well. That became costly to them, and we had a lot of multiple offenders who were using us as their annual service go out and hire somebody, and it was very effective when,
right,
you know, 10 years ago when I used it in Caledonia.
And I'm glad that you all also brought this up, because right away I'm like, we were talking about this. And probably about this time a year ago when you probably said the same thing, and then we started talking. And so maybe what we ought to do is put something like this on a committee of the whole at some point later in the year, and then have it kick in next year with notices in the newsletters, and that's when people know it's coming. That's probably the way to do it, because make these changes now would be meaningless. But if we wait and do it towards the end of the year and put in a January newsletter or whatever, saying here's what it's going to be. Policy, that's something I would favor having that discussion.
All right, on the motion for the appointment of Gene Nineman to be weed commissioner, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scranton.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have before you the name of Michael Karolewicz to the library board. I don't know if Alderman Schmidt would like to talk about Mr. Karolewicz. From what I understand from the world's greatest librarian, she was really advocating that I put his name forward again because he's doing a great job. But.
Yes, he has been a strong addition to our library board, and his technical background, he did formulate our survey that we did among the membership, and that was a very successful project that he undertook. So, strong addition. I might add also that at the same time that he agreed to accept another term, Mr. Lowe had also agreed to accept another term. So, he will get approved.
Did you want to make the motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scranton.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now have the name of Larry Peterson for Board of Water Commissioners.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scranton.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. For the record, Alderman Olson is stepping down and sitting in the front row. Using himself in the next item, and that is Linnea Katz Pettit for Ford Franklin Economic Development. She was highly recommended to me by the chairman of the Ford Franklin Committee and others, and I think her resume is pretty extensive. So with that,
second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scranton.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. For the record, city attorney requires four votes, so five was plenty, right?
Five ayes. That's it.
Thank you. All right. Next item is letters and petitions. I put a letter on here from Andrew Pelkey regarding its... regarding control of invasive species, but it's, I think, more geared for the open burning permits. I will tell you that I had a very kind of lengthy discussion with Mr. Pelkey. Very nice conversation. I think we have a very extremely talented person in our community with enormous IT experience. In fact, I asked if he would be willing to help our technology commission in the city. And from what I understand, he is of such a caliber that he has worked for other municipalities, such as Kenosha County, or did I say that right? Kenosha?
Sheboygan.
And it's very, very familiar with local government. Clearly, the letters that you have in front of you are extremely well written. I did have a brief conversation with the fire chief, and I also had a conversation with our health director regarding the issues that Mr. Pelkey has brought to our attention regarding the burning of brush and leaves. Mr. Pelkey raises some issues regarding state and federal regulations. I asked the clerk, I think, for the number of permits, approximate number of permits. I think on average it was, over the years, it was something like 500 at one time. And now we have a figure, somebody today, 82. And what I was asking, trying to get was, where were the permits issued to? Was it mostly in the rural sections of the city, in the urban sections? Are there burning permits that have been issued, let's say, where Alderman Wilhelm lives, where there's some close proximity to one another, much more urban than, let's say, out on where on 116th Street, where Alderman Skronsky lives, where there's probably 5-acre lots or more on average. And we weren't able to get all of that. But I think if we were to refer these letters, especially the one on burning, to the fire chief and to the director of health and family services, I think we would be able to look at the state and federal rules that Mr. Pelkey is raising our attention. Franklin, not that many years ago, probably 25, 30 years ago, was, I'll ask Mr. Schmidt, was considered a kind of a farm community, 35,
I'd
maybe
50.
Probably at the state. And so, Many of the rules and regulations that we have in place, there's really no rhyme or reason. It's just the way that things were done. But someone asked what our population is now, and I said I think it's about 35.5, and it's rising. So maybe this is the time to revisit our current ordinances and to take a look at the urban sections of our area. I think it would really be wise to get the input from our fire chief, who who's been the chief of the chiefs and ran large departments in Milwaukee, and also to get the input from our department, from our board of health, regarding whether their carcinogenics are contained in the burning of the leaves. And Mr. Pelkey, you're not talking about people having these small fire containers. You're really talking about the leaves and the brush and the possibility of the smoke coming over and the potential carcinogenics applying on another person's property.
Yeah, that's correct. It's not an issue of recreational burning of hardwoods or anything like that. It's leaves and brush and garden refuse, which is addressed in the state and federal levels as being a health hazard.
And to be frank, I don't have that expertise in the EPA, the knowledge of EPA. I would guess the brochures and laws are 10 feet thick. But Franklin has grown. We have people living in much closer proximity to one another now than we did 50 years ago when the burning permits came out. We've had some laws regarding bow hunting. I think I'm looking over at Alderman Skronsky because I'm sure he remembers, and Alderman Olson, who when we had the hunters were here. And in Franklin, we still allow certain areas for bow hunting. In fact, out by Alderman Skronsky, one can even discharge a firearm in certain portions.
That's right, under DNR regulations.
And I haven't seen the buffalo recently, but we had two locations where we had buffalo roaming in Franklin.
Yep.
And then we have areas where there's apartments are literally one on top of the other. And we have businesses that are in close proximity to where people might be burning leaves. Alderman Wilhelm and then Alderman Skronsky and Alderman Selm.
Well, that addresses the one item, which I think is a good idea, or the burn, but the other item he has on there is control of the invasive species. And, of course, I could speak to that for quite some time, but I'm wondering, can our Environmental Commission handle that? Can we refer it to them, or is that...
Second.
I was prepared to make a motion, but I wanted to ask the opinion of the mayor if he felt the Environmental Commission had the capability of handling that because...
The invasive species.
Right.
Well, I think what Mr. Pelkey is raising is that we already have an ordinance on the books regarding invasive species.
Correct.
And this matter, I believe, was referred to the Environmental Commission, and Mr. Pelkey wrote me another email saying that, in essence, he tried to... get his case forward, put it forward, but it didn't seem that it was received well.
I felt I did bring it before the Environmental Commission, both of these issues, and I felt that both issues, the response was not something a rational person would respond.
Well, that was sort of my concern.
I think we'd be better off referring the matter to our professional planning staff and probably
right, Mayor, right, but if that's the case, if something that simple can't go to the Environmental Commission, we've got problems. I wanted to bring that up. But I will make a motion to refer the item for open burning permits to both the health department and the police or fire department for review and back to the council at the next committee of the whole.
My portion of it, I have a problem. I don't know about the health.
We'll make it two.
The health department and health board?
However they want to handle it. If they want to make it to that, because I don't know if the board of health is meeting, so if the health department can handle it, I don't want to tie that up if they're not meeting throughout the summer assignment schedules. And then I'd like to also add the regarding the control of invasive species.
Could you make a suggestion to make two different motions?
Sure.
Okay. How about the first motion? Is there a second to the first motion?
I'll second that.
Right. Under discussion, Alderman Skronsky, I think, was next.
Mm-hmm. I think before everybody starts jumping off the boat here and going somewhat berserk on this burning, we have a lot of area in this community that I can see we're in a subdivision. You don't want to have that burning when you have very close houses and proximity. When you're out in the open areas, I don't see where there's going to be a problem with that. There's a lot of open space, and I don't see any harm to what's being done in this particular area. So I think it's something that we should look at constructively because we do have a lot of different areas in this community. I'm sure you're not going to start burning in a commercial residence or a commercial area or an apartment area or a condo area. That's a whole different ballgame. But when you have open areas, that's a whole different thing. So that has to be looked at openly.
Alderman Solomon, Olson, Taylor.
Andy, thank you. Very good letters. Andy and I have been talking about these subjects for probably 6-7 months now, right? As we move forward. I do believe there's a solution. Alderman Skronsky just said it. We don't want to be burning in subdivisions. If it's rural farmland, rural acreage, that's another situation. But if you're in a registered subdivision, I'm sure we can work on something along those lines to make common sense for everybody and make it happen. So I'm pleased to second the motion, and thank you very much. You did a very good job.
Alderman Olson.
I appreciate what Alderman Skowronski had to say. Pat knows my position, kind of. And Mr. Pelkey mentions reasonableness in the decision of a committee. Reasonableness depends on whose ox is kicked. And my suggestion is that the recommendation that we see back from the health board, the Board of Health and the Health Department contain reasonableness. Mr. Mayor, you recall I spent my birthday listening to your arguments about how everybody was going to die from secondhand smoke in bars. I don't want to hear that list. I want some reasonableness. And I think Alderman Skowronski and Alderman Solomon both have the wisdom of Solomon on this. Platted subdivision is an appropriate delineation, I think, for a restriction.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I want to agree with Alderman Skowronski on this. I mean, we have to be very careful how we go about this. There are still very rural areas in the community where people can do this and affect very few. And so it's going to have to be very logical and make some very good sense before also for any changes to what we have. I can see the, you know, the examples of a small backyard and stuff burning right into someone's house. That just is not, that's not good. But there are things on the books. You can call the fire department, I believe, if that is the case, and the fire department will come out there and tell them to cease and desist. Am I not correct on that? So there are things currently where someone, because I've had this conversation on the phone, well, then the answer is, well, I don't want to tattle on my neighbors. Well, you have to. I mean, it's simple as that. You know, I mean, if you don't like something that's going on, you should always go up to your neighbor and say, you know, this is affecting me. If they're not being reasonable, well, then you have every right. Well, they're not maybe the greatest neighbor. So before we start making all these changes, we have to start looking very carefully at the data, what we get from the health department, I agree, but realize there are very rural areas that I am not going to I'd be opposed to making any changes.
Just on that note, Alderman Taylor, I read the ordinance, and it seems to me that we do have great discretion as a city to determine. You can have the approvals, but you can also disallow. So we already have laws on the books, but Mr. Pelkey, in his letters that you all have, also raised the issue of carcinogenics, which certainly got my attention. Alderman Skowronski.
Yeah, just one other thing. As we all have great constituents in this area that are very conscious about their lawns, and also we have people that have prairie grass lawns in this area that justifiably, I guess, to make it grow, you got to burn them off. So all these little equations start coming into, and I know we have had a lot of discussions at this council level between neighbors on their prairie grass lawns and things of that nature, and some of those are in subdivisions.
Right.
So I think this is a lot to be discussed. So.
Yes, last fall, and Mr. Pelkey addressed our environmental commission in great detail. And upon reviewing the ordinances that are of existence reason, we voted not to take any action on them, was because we felt that there was great details called out in the ordinances and the flexibility in there to take pursue cases on a case-by-case basis. We did not feel it was necessary at that point to take any action to recommend that to the county council.
Okay. Alderman Olson.
It's
the shirt.
You need new glasses for this.
I do.
You know, the net of this comes down to, and I applaud Pat for her work with her neighbor. She did the right thing. She called the neighbor and said, this is bothering me. Can we talk about it?
No, the neighbor never agreed. That was your assumption.
I took that from your email.
I spoke with her once, realized she had a permit. She's a lovely lady. I thought she, within her rights, but this is bothering me as a person, as a health caregiver. You misunderstood. I tried to clarify that in our email. I only had one conversation with her. She did not agree to stop. I never asked her to stop. She was within her rights. You misunderstood. I tried to point that out to you in an email.
All right, I'm gonna make my statement a different way.
I haven't had the emails with me if you want to discuss it after we're finished here.
That's fine. I don't object to tightening up the regulations. Don't object to that, whatever. But I do object to legislating anytime someone feels harmed. I do object to the, I don't want to call it fear-mongering, but you always hear worst case. You know, I spent my entire childhood burning leaves in big piles in the city of Davenport, Iowa. I don't have a third eye. I don't have an arm falling off. I don't have lung cancer. So we got to be careful, and we got to be careful that we don't penalize other people just because someone's got an issue. Let's do this carefully. Let's do it right. Let's be very careful.
Chief Martins?
Yes, Mr. President. Thank you. I just want to clarify a couple things. Number one, commercial buildings and multifamily complexes are not allowed to take out burn permits, so just so we're clear on that. And then Alderman Skronsky talked about the prairie burns and things like that. That has been up to the chief's discretion to permit that based on plans and things that are filed in my office. On a regular basis, the Ware Nature Center, Northwestern Mutual, and some county land almost on a daily basis burns off that brush so that they can promote growth of wanted plants and things that they want to promote. So that might be something else we're going to have to look at if we're going to get into this, because that's a regular process every year. We get those requests in the fall and the spring.
I did tell Mr. Pelkey, to my knowledge, this is the first time since 1999, since I took elective office, that this issue has actually come forward to this extent. But Mr. Pelkey, is there any objection to suspending regular order of business to let Mr. Pelkey speak?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. Pelkey.
I just hope that the council got a copy of the Appendix A and Appendix B to this letter. I included it for your convenience so you wouldn't have to go look it up yourself, but it is very specific information from the Department of Revenue and Department of Natural Resources. EPA and Department of Natural Resources on the issue of burning leaves and dry brush, and there's a lot of science to support. It's not, I don't think it's very characterized as fear mongering or something like that. It's science. So hopefully the council will read at least those two summarizations from those two federal state agencies.
Is there a motion to return to regular order business? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a second motion?
I'd like to take the letter on the invasive species from Mr. Pelkey, and I would like to refer this to planning staff to bring this back within the next 3 committee of the holes. So you got 3 months to do this, and we'll get your recommendations by that time, knowing full well that this would be analyze costs, and I think the proposal in the letter is a start. However, on large parcels like city land, like conservancy areas, that all needs to be looked at as we accept those from developers and as those become infested with the obnoxious species. So tread smartly.
Is there a motion?
So moved to send it to the planning staff.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Olson.
Just that I hope the planning staff would take make a phone call up to the clerk's office for whatever input they may have.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Not to belabor this, but Mr. Pelkey, did you file a formal complaint on either one of these items with the city?
On the invasive species, I talked with the clerk's office many times who referred it to the weed cutter who never returned any of my phone calls. It turns out after some back and forth that the particular invasive species in question, which was my neighbor's buckthorn trees, are considered sub-noxious weeds, so they're not required to get rid of them. It just recommends that you get rid of them. So that kind of put an end to that. And then I was recommended by my alderman to discuss this with the Environmental Commission, which I did.
If I can, I'd just make a suggestion. I think it would be... I don't want to tell you what to do, but I think it would be in your best interest to investigate the formal complaint procedure on both items and get it specific so the wheels of government can get going, because we do have a formal complaint procedure.
As in both cases, however, the person is given a permit to burn, and they're allowed to allow subnoxious weeds to grow in the invasive species on the property, so what is there to do? I mean, the council allows it.
All right. Anything further on that? I do see you, Mr. Lewandowski, but I'm going to move on to the next item. Item G, reports. Alderman Skransky, do you have something?
No, thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm?
This was the one that I had made a separate out.
Okay. Which one is that?
It is C.
Yeah. All right. Is there any request for any other separate action?
So moved, Mr. Mayor. A, B, and D.
Okay, A, B, and D. Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm is asking for separate action on item GC. Alderman?
Motion to adopt the resolution accepting sanitary sewer and water main easements for Gordon Food Service as amended, removing items 15 and 16 from the sanitary sewer.
Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion, Mr. Bennett and Mr. City Attorney.
Yes, as these are already signed, that means we'll probably have to send them back to the developer to be re-signed. They've used our generic easement that we have online. I guess from our standpoint, there are no sanitary sewer lift stations. The last two will be notified.
Yeah.
But you're going to then require them. We're going to have to send these back. Have to re-sign all these because we can't delete items that have already been signed. So it's your pleasure.
Okay. City Attorney?
Easement is subject to council approval just because of the sign in the packet doesn't matter. I didn't email Mr. Bennett by email. Mr. Romeis and said we have another easement that has an LLC as a grantor, but in some name of a trust that signed it, so it doesn't work. So the signature doesn't work.
Okay. Under discussion? Seeing none. We have a motion on the floor. Are you saying that you don't want the motion passed? Or?
I guess if we have to resign it, we should drop it too.
My City Attorney?
Motion is appropriate under the resolution approving it. In the ordinary course of business, staff reviews these signatures all the time. I didn't want to cast any impression that the council was somehow approving the wrong party's side.
Okay. So the motion is good and valid. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Request from the police chief, apply for and accept a Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance e-referral grant for hardware software implementation.
Mr. Mayor, I'll move to approve with the request that the chief have a conversation with the commission on it.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Just
a
question, you want to bring it in front of the whole commission, or should we just talk to
I'd like the technology commission just to review it. Not to review it, but just to see if there's an issue.
Okay. I'll move down from three. I don't know that it's going to be a lengthy item, but... just to get some of the people out of here that are sitting on the hardback chairs. Let's see.
How about the senior housing?
How about six?
Yeah. Okay. It would be seven and I guess it's seven.
There's seven. Is there any problems with item seven? If not, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
So that's item seven?
Seven. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. How about item 8? No. I'll talk about item 8, all right. So item 9?
So moved.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Question.
Under discussion, Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I think the item 8, this business person has been beat around the bush and been beat up so many times, I think it's the courtesy of getting this approved and let this gentleman consist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So.
We're going to come back to item 8, Alderman. I'm just trying to clear up some of this stuff because we have some items on here that could have some lengthy debate on it. So we'll come back to 8. Item 9, Alderman Solomon.
Well, there is sewer close by. Do they understand that they will have to connect in probably the very near future?
There's no plans for extension of sewer in that area.
Well, there will be when the property on Oakwood and 27th Street is sold. It's up for sale.
They're on Elmer Road.
I understand, but it's not that far away. A couple of lots.
Not there now.
Okay.
On item 9, any further discussion on item 9? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 10, is there a need for a lot of debate? If not, is there a motion
to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Olson.
I just note for the staff that we haven't given an engineering contract, in my recollection, to anyone other than Olson in the past.
I agree.
And it concerns me.
Yes.
I don't have any issue with the company or the work they do. However, it doesn't look good.
It's a bit.
All right. On item 10, there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 11, let's see. We can probably come back to that.
Yeah.
Now we go back to 3, right? I think those might be more lengthy.
Yeah.
I have a few questions on those. Mm-hmm. Item 3, report from the Public Policy Forum regarding exploring shared or consolidated fire services in southern Milwaukee County. You should have received communication from Mr. Liberta.
Do we have that? One of those?
I don't. It was. I don't know if you do or not. I know that the link was sent.
Call Lisa for that.
You were sent an email saying that if you wanted a hard copy, to let Lisa.
All right, I'll have one.
You might remember that we commissioned both Public Policy Forum and the Greater Milwaukee Committee to undertake a study of this. I just want to. Alderman, you're okay. There was a request for shared services study for everything, everything that government touches. I'm the chairman of that committee for the 19 municipalities, Milwaukee County, City of Milwaukee also sit on there. Everything is being looked at from public works to assessing to everything, and once that was established, the Public Policy Forum and the Greater Milwaukee Committee suggested that maybe they could be of assistance to us in looking at consolidation of services for fire service. And a couple of the prime movers were that the money for the EMS paramedic system had dwindled. I think the last time our supplemental payment was $1.5
million.
$125 for the all the municipalities with Milwaukee County, I think, getting almost, or City of Milwaukee getting almost one half of the share. There was some discussion by members of the unions, actually, to look at exploring whether consolidation was a good thing to look at. My words, this was the way it was portrayed to me, was that the City of Milwaukee's firefighting union was flexing their muscles and was maybe thinking about expanding their coverage to all the municipalities. So that was another thing. And then there was a Tom Barrett asked that I place on the ICC agenda the issue of combining all the health departments in Milwaukee County and putting it under one umbrella under the City of Milwaukee. And during the course of that conversation, he expanded the discussion to include everything, but I think he started off by saying fire service first, and that all fire departments come under the City of Milwaukee. There was an article on that appeared in the Milwaukee Journal, and I found a copy of that on his, actually doing a Google on his, and his website, his campaign website, where it reiterates all the same things. So I think the other thing that gave rise to this was that there was some talk over the years as to whether Milwaukee County is going to stay in the EMS paramedic business, whether the $4.3 million that they have that, I'm looking at the chief to see if I'm right, $4.3 million that they have to administer the EMS paramedic program was going to stay in place. And so that was uncertain. There was a lot of dialogue between the municipalities. I think Alderman Skransky, you attended a couple of the meetings. I don't know if some of the other aldermen did. I went down and testified a couple times in front of the county board and asked them for the full $6 million that we really needed for supplemental payment. And County Executive Abley didn't include any money in his budget. And then when it got to the county board, they decided to cut it down from our $3 million supplement to the $1.25 million, which gave rise to wondering, okay, well, we know that the people of Franklin will want to have and continue to have EMS paramedic services. So in the event that Milwaukee County was to get out of business, or if the City of Milwaukee took a walk, meaning they decided not to be a member of the 19 municipalities, what's the backup plan? And that's what gave rise to all this. I'm suggesting that given that we just had a meeting, or I just had a meeting with Chris Abley, and most of the municipalities, I believe, were represented in his office regarding whether he was going to continue the funding for EMS paramedic services. I think that this serves, actually this basically says that Franklin is a pretty good deal in comparison to some of the surrounding communities. As far as the costs associated with it, existing expenditures for Franklin are $5,679,000 in change. Greenfield, which would be a comparable, is $6,036,000. And Oak Creek is $6,619,000 for firefighter expenditures. So Greenfield is probably $500,000 more costly than us, and Oak Creek is nearly $1 million more costly than our current fire department. For those of you that have it, I think the two really important pages in the sheet are pages 44 and 45, and I'll just... apologize that you don't have it. There was links to it.
Well, here's, the only thing I would say, Your Honor, is I think we paid for this, the city did, and I would expect that hard copy would have been put in our mailboxes and not an email saying if you want a copy, don't you think we probably want one? And that's all I'm going to say. It's not your fault, Your Honor, but I mean, come on now. I'm sitting here without the darn thing.
Well, and that's why, you know, my recommendation here is that this entire report be referred to Finance Committee, Personnel Committee, and the Fire and Police Commission. And the reason I say that is because there are several options that are in here. The one that probably would be most controversial is the full consolidation. with the elimination of the fire chiefs in four of the communities. The study, and I too have gone through it, but it's not in great detail. This really requires a lot of study. But I don't think that public policy reform is recommending any reduction in the rank and file firefighters. In fact, I think they're recommending to keep all 170 firefighters in the five municipalities. They also make recommendations that you can do a couple options. Probably you can keep the current departments, keep it Franklin Fire Department, and then look at some services that could be shared with other communities. The big one is looking at vehicles. Five communities, all five may be buying ladder trucks. Is that really something that's necessary? I think over a five-year period, they mentioned a $3 million savings to all the municipalities. And then going with the full-blown consolidation report, which would show that Franklin has a potential of saving $1.26 million per year. Oak Creek would save $2 million, and Greenfield would save $1,326,000. And then for all five communities, over a five-year savings, they're saying with the operating budgets, potential savings of $5,136,300 for all five municipalities. That's if you go with full-blown consolidation. Or if you just went with the capital budgets, with the vehicle replacement avoidance, looking at $3,950,000 for a grand total of $9,086,300 for the five municipalities. So I still don't know what the final answer is going to be from the county executive, who, as Alderman Taylor knows, gets first shot at the budget. Nor do I know what the County Board of Supervisors is going to do this year regarding their funding for EMS paramedic services. So my recommendation is to send this to the Finance Committee, the Personnel Committee, and the Fire and Police Commission for their review inputs and maybe to give us the recommendations around September. So Alderman Taylor?
Well, I agree with you 110%, Your Honor, that this is where it should go, that this is going to take some due diligence, obviously, a lot of study, and then we have 400 communities that would have to agree to it. So right. Obviously it's going to be, we have to go through our different boards and commissions, come to this body, and then whatever we decide, you're going to have to sit down with those mayors and village presidents to try to hammer this thing out, I'm guessing, at some point. So it's not going to happen overnight. But
in my personal opinion right now, after looking at the study, and I haven't really studied it, but I don't really see that it's necessarily in the best interest of Franklin to consolidate. It's only in worst-case scenario where Bois County would get out of EMS paramedic business or some sort of major catastrophe, or that the state legislature said, well, we're going to cut more money and more money and more money to the point where you're almost forced into it, because the study screams that we're actually doing a very good job with the expenditures of the fire department, to your credit, Chief. No, I don't know. Alderman Olson?
Like you, Mr. Mayor, I read through this quickly. I did not sit and ponder it. And frankly, I've read through it in a manner that I'm typically not used to, which is front to back. Usually I go to the summary and then the finance pages. But I have a big issue with the premise of the study. And the premise of the study is to, appears to reading the document, is to save money, which is an admirable goal. But we're talking life and safety. So I went and I spent almost 2 hours with the chief this morning on this. Always the second or third item down the list is service. And when I was reading through this and I'm seeing them discarding ambulances and putting only one ambulance in firehouses, I got skeptical right away, and that concerns me deeply. I mean, there's a reason why we respond with an ambulance and another vehicle in the city. And Tim and I, sorry, Mr. Mayor, you, and maybe Ken can all stand up and show why. It's a lot of equipment and a lot of manpower need for an ambulance call. But one ambulance, as the study recommends, in the station, you're done. And that is not my view of good service for City Franklin. Chief and his staff and this common, and these common councils have worked for years to improve our medical response. And now I'm proud to say that the chief and those of us in responsibility have gotten us to be the point where we have probably more ALS service per capita than any other country. And I think the chief ought to be proud of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have a consolidation study diminish that. Now, having said all of that, I too am leaning towards an option. It's not consolidation, but there is options in this document that the city could implement today, save a little bit of money, but improve our service. And that, to me, is the goal. If we can save money and improve service, I'm all for it. If we save money and lose service, no way it happened. So I agree finance on it. But let's not rush this through. Let's have one committee to hold where those committees and the council and the fire staff meet and discuss this whole issue. How we build it. But let's not rush this through.
Oh, no.
You know, the newspapers have already published a savings dollar amount. It doesn't apply to rent. So, and under what period of time and under what set of circumstances? To me, consolidation is not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I think you have to really put it into a context where worst case scenario, where the chief knows this. I mean, as the former or as the head negotiator for the 19 municipalities, it was very dicey. Two contracts where the city of Milwaukee was not necessarily going to be a player anymore with the 19 municipalities, and so if they went and did their own thing, or if the North Shore went and did their own thing, or the Cudahy or South Milwaukee did their own thing, we would then be confronted with, okay, we want to keep paramedic service. We want to do that. How do we do it? So I think in many respects the plan provides us with a backup and a blueprint, the beginning of a discussion. I'll put it that. It gives us a tool so that we can think our way through this if it's worst case scenario.
Mr. Mayor, one final comment. 47, 48 pages are the important pages to me. And if you look at it, on the positive operational impacts, higher levels of service is the second one on the positives, but it doesn't talk about Franklin. If you go to the negatives, ambulance response times, doesn't talk about it, and we would be the victim of that. So it's for me for a moment.
Alderman Solomon.
Two items. I've been personally very critical of the chief in budgets, specifically overtime, over the last few years. I read through it very quickly. I'm back on page 17 going through it the second time. Looking at this objectively, and if you look at it from the point of view of finances, this was my first thought. How, with Franklin being the cheapest, can we save money? So I need to go into more detail on the equipment part of it. They said 5 years you could possibly save $1.2 million. That's got to come from equipment. Now, I guess the question is, looking at our statement on what vehicles are replaced in what year according to depreciation, I have to forecast then what vehicles are going to be replaced in those next 5 years, 4 or 5 years. The scenario would be, I do believe all of these communities have recently, and by recently I mean within probably the last 8 to 10 years, have purchased a ladder truck at $1 million a pop. They're all new. They're all brand new. Those aren't going to be replaced for a while. So you need to get into the nitty-gritty as to what they looked at. And I also will be sitting down with the chief and looking at those depreciation schedules as to what engines are being replaced, what ambulances are being replaced, et cetera, et cetera. I, too, agree with Alderman Olson, because I'm served out of this station. And when you're hustling down Highway 100, and I hear it all day long, going to Hale's Corners, you know, I want that other ambulance right there at the station, so when one of my people that I represent needs that ambulance, that it's there. And I'll guarantee you, it wouldn't be there if we move forward with something like that. So we have to look at it.
Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Schmidt, do you have your hand up?
I want to make a motion to refer the report from the Public Policy Forum regarding exploring shared and consolidated fire services in southern Milwaukee County to the Fire Chief, Finance Committee, Personnel Committee, and the Fire and Police Commission for the review, consideration, and potential recommendation back to Common Council no later than September 1st, 2020.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
The move and second under discussion, Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, I was looking at this part up online. Seems to me the biggest benefactors of this consolidation would probably be like Greenvale, the villages of Greenvale and Hell's Corners, because they're more confined, that they have access to more of the major players' services. I was also curious to know what the chief's attitude would be towards this idea of consolidating under one fire chief.
As far as answering that question is concerned, by the time this gets done, Jim Martins is going to be sitting on a tropical island with a tropical drink in his hand. So I guess that's pretty much my position. However, I will say this. If you look in the beginning or in some of the comments, and I know that the mayor, one of the reasons when this was started up was to the timing was right, because we had a vacancy in Greenfield and in Oak Creek, because both those chiefs had retired. Well, they've filled those two positions now. So now those positions are not vacant, so I don't know what that says about their commitment to this project, but I think you could make your own assessment of what that is.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, I'd probably say that this isn't going to happen anytime quickly, and so they can't leave the positions open. That'd be my answer to that one, not that we're just guessing what they're doing. I will say that I was luckily, when I had some kind of briefings when I first got elected supervisor, and we had Rob Hankin came and kicked off, and he talked about our projected budget shortfall for the county, which is the numbers I see every day. It's about $30 million. That's our projected shortfall. Last year was $55 million. And he made a point that 5 years ago it was $90 million. And 5 years ago, when they did it, that was easier than it is now. So three times more, and it's easier then than it was now, because all the easy cuts have been made, and now it's in the bowl. So we talk about, the mayor makes a very good point about having a backup plan. That is what is potential here, because I don't know what's going to come out of the exec's office. I mean, obviously, I'll fight just like we all will, the mayor will, and the ICC to keep it the way it is. But $30 million, it's a lot of money. So what do you think is going to go? If they took one whack at it, very possibly finished off. So I think that's why you have to look at this as potential backup plan, and as Alderman Olson said, about where we can have efficiencies and improvements in service and maybe save some money too. But
just on that note, Supervisor, in the heyday, when things were really going well and all the factories were booming, Milwaukee County had a $60 million deficit. And what they did is they got rid out of the hospital business. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on a long, long time. And then when you look at the figures, it's like the day after the budget's passed, oh, there's a $10 million surplus. It's, $60 million. In fact, that happened this last time with the paramedic contract. Alderman Solomon?
I just want to, the press is here, the audience is here. I just like to mention that we've also, and I would hope that stays on the hot burner, worked with Wheaton Franciscan as we move forward as an alternative. And if we need to, if this all goes down,
I think there are opportunities.
With the budget items, I do believe that there are options available, and I know you personally have been working on those.
We'd have contacts in place.
Yes. Thank you.
Alderman Olson?
I'll have a follow-up motion.
Okay. Did you have anything?
I'm ready to call the question.
All right.
Mr. Mayor, could I just make a couple of quick comments? First of all, you kind of alluded to the fact that the report, I think, it has some positive information about the city of Franklin and the fire department as far as the efficiencies we have in place. It also says that we do provide a service at a high level and that we share a lot of services already with our neighboring communities. For Alderman Solomon's, as he reads through this on page 38, you'll see where they list the cost of overtime that is spent by each like departments like Franklin, Greenfield, and Oak Creek. So if you get a chance to look at that, Alderman Solomon, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we can talk about that when you come over to visit me.
The guys in the back row are laughing.
I don't know if that's a laugh.
And finally, Mr. Mayor, the report for the savings does focus a lot on vehicle savings. They eliminate one ambulance in Franklin because they saw through the process that we're pretty reasonable and pretty responsive with the vehicles that we have in place. And so it goes to what Alderman Olson talked about with the elimination of an ambulance. However, a lot of it is, as has been pointed out by Alderman Solomon and others, that the projection of how long you keep the vehicles, the condition of them, what you've spent on them, they even admitted here that those are basically ballpark figures. And so as Alderman Taylor looks at this, that'd be a good spot to focus a lot of attention on how they come to those figures. Thank you.
Well, the report came out about a week ago. I haven't received any calls from the other municipalities wanting a meeting. So. I think the last piece on this, and that's that when you do look at the report, you'll see that they recommend two battalions for the total consolidation. But look at the southwest quadrant of Franklin. And also understand that I had Joel run me a existing zoning map for the city that 60% of the land that's in the southwest quadrant of the city has already been rezoned residential. And I think there's a lot of people that think that that's entirely agricultural. So when you look at the consolidation, we are kind of a completely different type of entity in comparison to the other four communities. And they may not want to have anything to do with us anyhow because of that growth. Alderman Taylor?
Well, I was just going to say that, speaking of that, I mentioned, I think, a year ago this time, or in the budget, that we should be talking Muskego, too, because as we expand, that they're going to have a need, we're going to have a need, and why build future fire stations when they have one not too far up the road, and those are things we should look at also with our neighboring community.
Well, so, Chief and I think you did explore some discussions with the town of Raymond, just to Raymond. Open up discussion.
Yes, yeah.
So, all right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded for the discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have. The motion carries. Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Further direct staff or schedule the September 3rd committee to hold as solely a discussion of this particular issue and ask attendance from the fire department command staff, the reports back from the various committees with their attendance requested but not a joint meeting.
And a report on from Milwaukee County as to the staff?
I would request that we ask that Mr. Hankin appear to do a presentation.
Is that Labor Day weekend?
What?
Is that Labor Day weekend?
Is that the 3rd? Sorry.
I'm thinking.
I'll take
it. Is there a second to the motion?
Okay. So let's do the 10th to make it so we
have. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All right. Under discussion only that I believe Mr. Hankin said that he would make himself available for presentation if he's available. So. Okay. Alderman Olson.
It's a technicality, but I'd like to finance. Personnel, police commission here, but we shouldn't make it a joint meeting because if one of them fails to get a quorum, then it's closed. So, but we'll have to pay it.
Okay, and just so you know, the reason I requested the fire police commission is that in the event that five municipalities were to come together or there was true consolidation, you would have to have a new fire and police commission like North Shore has. So that's, you know, you'd want to have your current fire and police commission weigh in on that. Alderman Olson?
In the previous discussion, no one brought up the fact that should the consolidation happen, that would now mean another unelected taxing entity for the good place. Another MATC, another MSD.
Yep.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I just have it. Motion carries. Chief, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Anything you want to weigh in on the car wash or anything?
I love the looks of it. It looks great.
Which desert island are you going to?
Actually, I would like to expand on that just slightly. That was one of the reasons I thought I was in a good position in this study was that I had no agenda or anything else on my mind other than what was best for Franklin, and that I wanted to stress that here. So.
Yeah, I'll just take it a step further because you're being very humble about it. The chief basically said that in the event that something like this would occur, he would be willing to take it on for a short period of time to structure it. But you can imagine what the workload would be for an individual to do that and be the chief for all of the chief for all the municipalities. So thank you for
thank you, Mr. Mayor,
agreeing to do that. Yeah, it'd be just a little bit less work than the clerk.
We got all night. We got nothing to do.
Clerk only put in, 20 some hours over the weekend?
Every day.
Okay, where are we? Item 4?
Yeah.
Request from the fire chief.
Second.
Mr. Mayor, I was informed by the city attorney this afternoon that I didn't complete all the paperwork on this issue, so we have to get an ordinance drafted before it can go before.
Aren't you going
to
move the table in the next meeting?
Okay.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. We are on, monitoring committee. Ordinance to create the quarry monitoring committee. Alderman Wilhelm?
Move to adopt the ordinance to create the quarry monitoring committee.
Second.
So moved and seconded. I have a question. On the, it's my understanding that the mayor would make appointments of the two aldermen and a citizen member, a citizen member that would not currently be serving on any boards or commissions, and then the two aldermen would recommend people from their districts. Is that correct? Okay. So I'll say it. I asked Martin Shore if she would be my appointment for the citizen member, and I would recommend Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Schmidt for the next time. So, all right. This motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Did you accept, Marge?
Yes.
Okay. Alderman Skronsky, you have your hand up?
No. It sits on the next item, number 6.
Resolution approving expansion of non-conforming use for William J. Malik and Joan M. Malik for property located at 11443 West St. Martin's Road.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We took up item 7. We are now on item 8, ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text. Mr. Deedle.
Mr. Brunig had brought this forward to the Plan Commission. He related this both specifically to his property on Venture Drive as well as generically through the city, asking for these types of uses that have occurred in the past on his property that he believes are closely enough related to manufacturing industrial uses to be all permitted uses in the manufacturing districts in the city. Plan Commission generally agreed with his proposal with one change. Two of the uses to be allowed as special uses if there's outdoor storage, and otherwise agreeing with what Mr. Bruning was proposing for all the other changes. So these are SIC codes. In some instances are special uses right now, and some instances are not allowed at all within the manufacturing district. And as I mentioned, the Plan Commission agreed with most of his recommendations with that one change. So Plan Commission is recommending approval with that one change. In your packet, though, is the materials so that Plan Common Council could approve it as the applicant asked for or as the Plan Commission recommended.
So the Plan Commission is recommending approval with slight modifications.
Correct.
Okay. Alderman Skronsky.
Well, maybe City Attorney wanted it, and I want to comment.
Okay.
Only just City that, and the applicant is present, but I think the Plan Commission recommendation is something he was agreeing to anyway because he made a clarification as to these particular two SIC codes that either really wouldn't be indoor or really wouldn't be outdoor. So the Plan Commission said, okay, how about two categories? And I think he was happy with that, so I think the Plan Commission... He's nodding his head right now. So the Plan Commission recommendation is the staff recommendation also.
Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, through the years, you know, Mr. Bruning has really brought that property up to snuff. He's had great tenants in it. The place is neat and clean. He's invested a lot of money. And we have to look, as all of us sitting up here, at our SIC codes, either get rid of them and think in normal means of what this does to the economic development of this community, there are things that are so archaic that is really detracting and taking away from common sense business that are available to come into this community, but because of our SIC codes, they really don't fit. They don't come in today's standards. I just had another issue in my area about an office, and it just got so muddled up it was ridiculous. A small office for a guy to conduct his business out. So thanks to Joe, we worked on things, and I have to commend him. We got down to the common sense issue of getting this guy in, getting his business so he can operate and becomes productive to this community. So I agree, and I've worked with Mr. Bruning for many years on his issues, and I really commend him and the planning staff to get this thing done. But I think the council has to start looking tremendously at our SIC codes. They're more a hindrance than they are a benefit to this community. They help our businesses and make things move faster. Having a permit issued right out of the development department much quicker than where it has to go through meetings and everything else, it becomes so archaic. And I have to say that from experience going and working in other communities. I can go in and get permits and get things issued within the same day. And I work. Sorry to say, it doesn't work that way here. So, and we can still be very diligent and watching what's going in. And if there's something that is questionable, that's fine. Bring it to the Plan Commission. But I make a motion to approve this.
All right. That's the first motion on pages that. Is your motion a motion to approve an ordinance, adopting an ordinance, Mr. City Attorney?
I would understand the motion to be the Plan Commission recommendation draft in the back of dated May 31. So the motion, without reading the entire title, should be understood as and reflected in the minutes as motion to approve that ordinance as a title.
Okay.
Which, is it the first council action or the second?
Neither.
Planning staff or
Planning Commission?
Plan Commission recommendation.
Second
ordinance. It did not get into motion.
Okay. Alderman Olson.
Well, here's what concerns me about all of this. We've got a development that, quite frankly, in my opinion, is improperly
designed. Oh. Sorry, that's a spider over, right?
Thank you.
So, the owner wants to do something different with his business. God bless him, and I encourage that. But now we're taking an issue where, arguably, I think it's improperly zoned to begin with, and we're changing the zoning across the community because of personalized issue with one applicant. You've got to be careful about that, guys and lady. And frankly, I have issue with some of these SIC codes. It's not enough to make me vote no, but we approve outside storage, Mr. Mayor. Do we have any problems with outside storage in the city? most expensive tax assessed buildings in this community. You know, and here we're going to do a blanket permitted use. This, unfortunately, this one's got two exceptions. We've got to be careful doing this stuff because we know the person who has made the application. I'm going to vote for this, but begrudgingly, and I will be the first one to raise his hand when there's an issue that comes up because of this.
I must say that I don't believe that the discussion from the Plan Commission had anything to do with the individual. I think they took it up on the merits. You know, Randy Ritter, John Nicklick, they just took this up on the merits. So, I don't believe I had much of a say at all. I do know Mr. Brunig, and I think he's a terrific businessman. But really, the Plan Commission just took it up on what was in front of them. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I can understand the concerns about the outdoor storage. Is that something we can just make it a special use? Or? It's just too old. Just go with it that way. At least we have a little more control.
Well, we have a motion on the floor, and it has been seconded. Any more discussion on the motion? Alderman, Mr. City Attorney.
Perhaps I misspoke in a certain sense with Alderman Olson said the second motion on the action sheet. That is the substance. It describes the foot changes. But I thought it would be better for the minutes to read it.
In our weekly staff meeting, I told Mr. Deedle that what I'd like to see on a future Plan Commission agenda is a subject about abolishing the SIC codes for the entire city having replacement language. I think we are we have many communities in Wisconsin that don't have this, and they seem to work fine. And we used to have a process in place that did not have this, worked fine. There's a lot of businesses that have got the businesses, they're ready to go, ready to get in. And it's our process that's basically stopping it because it takes so long to do it. And by the time we get it all squared away, those businesses are going someplace else. So I've asked him to put it on a future agenda just to look at abolishing all the SIC codes. Alderman Skransky.
I agree with Alderman Olson. There are certain areas that you can look at. We have outside storage and things of that nature. Let's face it, there's plenty of them down Elm Road and places like that, and even in some of our business parks. But at this point, we're shooting the mouse with the elephant gun. Let's look at some of these other things that come up, and we're all logical and have common sense. They can look at something and say, this may not work here, but for this particular project and for this area, and let's face it, in my district, I've got the oldest business park. I have the oldest businesses. I have the oldest village.
It's because you're the oldest.
I know it. Sure. Absolutely. Doesn't it fit well? Absolutely. But we get things done. And I have the ear of my constituents, and I just think we should move forward with this, and there's a time to look at the ISC code. I have both volumes in mine, and I look at them, and I got to shake my head. And so this just does not fit. So I'm calling the question. Thank you.
All right, the question's been called. Is there a second calling the question? No second?
Second.
All right. On the motion, all those in favor of calling the question, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes recognize that. This is a two-thirds vote on the main motion. Madam Clerk? On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Brunig, for your patience and your input.
Thank you.
There's not many people who would go through what you went through for the... I know the Plan Commission members really appreciated all the work that you put in.
Thank you.
Item 9 we did. 10 we did. 11, final designation, City of Franklin portion of tax increment finance district. Mr. City Attorney.
This is the information prepared by the Director of Finance. comments after preparing the initial disbursement checks from the tax incremental district number 2 dissolution, and those breakdowns are set forth on the back of the page of the action sheet. And what he's discussing is that without further designation or other thoughts from the common council, the $268,182.44 to be dispersed to the city of Franklin at this point in time. He's looking for a motion to ratify the action of designating that amount to be placed into the general fund. In addition to the payment to the city, the payment to the Metropolitan Sewerage District is in the amount of $61,842. The payment to Milwaukee County in the amount of $193,322. The Technical College disbursement receipt amount would be, or is, $83,307. And the school district amounts are further disclosed at the top. I think the mayor can provide information about his discussions with the finance director with regard to what's anticipated to be the annual payouts accordingly from the increment per tax increment district number 2.
Yeah, first of all, I signed checks, and we sent the checks out to the taxing districts. In fact, Mr. Schaefer was with us this morning for his annual visit to Franklin, and I told him I just sent him a check for $61,000 from this account. Dan Deliberti, Milwaukee County, should have received a check for $193,000. Our school district should have received a check for $376,000. But my discussion with Mr. Patterson at the CDA was that I believe the increment that is now going back on the tax rolls is something like $4.3 million. So if you do your math and you take the percentage, you can see what Milwaukee County is going to get, what MATC is going to get, et cetera, the school districts. But what it boils down to is, it was a very, very, very wise move on the parts of these taxing districts to partner with the city of Franklin, because the amount of money that's being returned to them is it's huge, and it's going to be annual payments, one after another. So hopefully we'll have a ceremony with some of the chairman of the board, maybe the county executive, and others in the near future to celebrate the success of that business park. We're working on it. Alderman Olson.
Motion to designate the revenues from TIF to 50% of the corporate revolving and 50% of the street. Of the revenue. Increase.
Instead of the recommendation of putting it in general fund. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Under discussion, Alderman Taylor.
Well, I'll make the same argument that I made when this came before us months ago, that this money was created by economic development. This money should go towards economic development. So I would think that if you put it in the general fund, you know that that amount is there. If there's something that we need to do in the future, we know that, hey, we put $268,000 there.
Alderman.
Well, and then also the fact that what the mayor was just talking about, well, I'm just saying on the motion, so.
Alderman Olson?
Well, having been around at the time, the purpose of doing this TIF was to relieve the tax burden in the community, not to do economic development. However, I understand your argument. Never in the history of this city have we spent $269,000 on economic development. It would be hard-pressed for any of us to justify that amount of money on economic development any constituent in this city when we're still short firefighters, we're arguably short police officers, we have a shortfall in Capitol Street Improvement Fund. We have a shortfall in the Capital Improvement Fund. We have a shortfall in the Equipment Revolving Fund. The all other purpose of my motion is simply to say, if we're to give tax relief to the citizens, we did not do that 100% this past year as we promised. The only way to protect that money is to move it away from the general fund and into funds that desperately need the money, and we can justify that. Now, if you want to take $50,000, we can budget $50,000 for economic development. We just never have had the request. So I'm very firm in my motion. I'm very comfortable with it.
Alderman Solomon?
I would have to agree with my cohort here. The three funds that have been underfunded for the last 4 years now have been the Capital Improvement Fund, the Equipment Revolving Fund, and the Street Improvement Fund. If you go through your finance report, you'll find a note from Cal that said the Equipment Revolving Fund needs to be funded with additional monies over and above our normal allotment in order to maintain that fund. Or we're going to go to replace squad cars or a fire engine, and we're not going to have the money to do it. Street Improvement Fund. Jack's here every, you know, he takes the hit whenever we need to. But we've got local streets that are in tough shape in my district. I mean, Mission Hills and Mission Hills North are in tough, tough shape.
Not as bad as mine.
We just did your 116th Street.
Not as absent as mine.
That's only
Marquette
one
Avenue.
All right, Alderman Skransky.
Yeah, I think the extra fund should be the Economic Development Fund, because we have really never done anything or funded that particular phase, which is very important to this community, to go out and get quality companies and support them and do things in order to promote business. I'm not saying you give the whole total amount, but I think we have to be logical in where we're funding items like economic development to do things. There are all of us, there are communities around have funds to substantiate and do things to bring business into their community. And we've got to put money aside in order to do it. You don't have to take the whole loaf, but I think a reasonable amount of money to do something and should be in there every year in order to promote this community. Because we're going to be growing, and if we don't have the money in there and do it right, shame on us.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, and then I kind of laugh a little bit. We're all having a good time tonight. But, you know, I've sat here for four budgets, and I've heard we got to pass 0%, 0%, 0%. Well, if we would have had the votes to pass 0% budgets, what type of condition would these funds be in? They'd be in worse shape than they are now. So luckily that wasn't the case. Now we're saying let's put money into these funds, and let's all, you know, when they would have been rated even worse if 0% budgets would have passed. So, you know, I kind of, like I said, I laugh a little bit at that comment. But, yeah, I'm not saying to use all the money, but I think you have to sometimes spend money to make money. How do we do that? We bring businesses in here. We got to try to do different things. I've been arguing downtown, and I said my college, you'd be sick and tired of hearing me say this, but help us develop. Get out of the way and help the cities develop, because the county's going to generate a property tax revenue if you help us. So...
I'd only add one thing, and that's that tomorrow obviously is going to be a world-changing day, it has the possibility. Okay. Well, either way,
yeah.
What I like to remind my colleagues of is that while collective bargaining agreements for many of the public employee unions stopped, we only have to bargain on wages. For fire and police, nothing changed. So, and in other municipalities, so we have been monitoring what those costs are. I just want to make you aware that while you're talking about economic development, I agree with that, and I agree with the streets. You also have employees may be asking for wage increases. So. Alderman Olson?
Well, I'll make the point again, and you get tired of hearing me say it, but God honest truth, goal of the business park was not to put more money in the city's coffers to spend more. It was to relieve the tax burden of the community, period. So if you put it in the general fund without any restrictions, guess what happens? We spend $270,000 more money. Put it to an investment that we can justify, that's fixed, and we're good. We meet the intent of the original guys who citizens like we used to be. It was their idea, and everybody supported it. We ought to continue through and follow the intent of their efforts.
By the way, I've had discussions with some of the people who are around. Their opinions are a little bit different.
Mr. Mayor, I appreciate you saying that, but they're not here to tell us. So.
They will be. All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Do you want the motion to be read back?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, can you please read back the motion?
Alderman Olson moved to ratify the action of designating the $268,182.44 in tax increment finance district number 2 tax increment proceeds 50% to equipment revolving fund and 50% to street improvement.
Probably those 80 hours that you put in this weekend. Or maybe it's just
Christmas. I was
curious. I know. Just so you know, while you were talking, a spider came down. And I just flinched and I shot everybody over to the city clerk.
And threw it at me. And
she just grabbed
it.
A spider and went. Talk about a tough city clerk.
Super
clerk. All right. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded under discussion. Alderman Schmidt.
Is there some discussion as to how else this should be broken up? Is someone prepared to make another motion or how it should be divided in a different way?
Well, if this motion fails, then someone would be free to make another motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take a roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Wilk.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Nope.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scott.
No.
4 ayes, 2 noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay. So instead of the money going in the general fund, it will be going towards street improvements and stuff like that. Okay. Let's see. Report from City Engineer on status of recommended reconstruction of South 76th Street. I asked that this item be placed on there. Mr. Bennett put out an email some time ago to the alderman saying that got a final decision on 76th Street. Given that, I think, what did you say? We've been talking about this for 14 years?
1999.
Yeah. And we've gone through, I don't know how many directors of public works for Milwaukee County or chairman of the county board, et cetera, et cetera. We do have a new chairman of the county board, and we do have a new county executive on board. So we say the word final, and I know that you have something from Mr. Buzalaki, and I trust that Mr. Buzalaki is sending is correct, because I think his... From what I know of him, his word is like gold. But I have a lot of people, and I'm sure the aldermen along 76th Street have a lot of people that keep asking me questions about when is this thing going to get built? And all of us keep going, well, it should have been built last year. It should have been built the year before. So, Mr. Bennett, when is this going to be constructed, and what is it that we have finally got for our bargain?
Well, remember, I'm just a messenger.
Well, that's why, I mean, when you use the words...
You're an innocent up to your...
When you use the words final to me, that means something. And it also, it really means something to the people out there, our constituents. I see Mr. Karth and I see others along 76th Street, and they always ask me, what's going on? How come the red flags are out there? When is this going in? What about these, stop and go lights down by Forest Hill, right? So, you know, I know Mr. Buzalaki carries a lot of weight, but is this really absolutely positively going to happen?
I don't have the slightest.
That's no excuse.
This is their proposal. You know, they were really, there was a date to build this in 2012. This is more recent when they had the public hearings in Franklin. Remember, they had the public informational meeting over at the police department, and they explained they had two alternatives. One alternative was a four-lane boulevard section, and one lane was a four-lane undivided highway. And that went back to our council, and the council basically said at that time, and this was 2011, that the city then was willing to accept a four-lane undivided highway with sidewalks on the east side, and the city was willing to pay for the sidewalks on the east side. At that time, this was going to be built in 2012. Then it slid to 2013, and now just recently we've been informed it's going to be sliding to 2014.
So this isn't final.
This isn't necessarily final.
And this is for 1 mile?
This is for the two-mile section. There's only going to be a phase one. This is not going to be done in phases. This is right now planned to be done in one phase. There will be a traffic signal at Forest Hill. There will be sidewalks on the east side. There was a big argument with the state and their consultant, DAR, which all at once came back and said we don't need a four-lane. A two-lane is satisfactory, and both the county and your engineering staff objected to that very strenuously. Contacted Ken Yonker from Sewer Pack, what their projections were, and their projections were for a four-lane, and finally had a number of meetings with the county. And the state DOT was probably, and their consultant DAR, was probably one of the culprits that really delayed this, because they kept saying it should be two-lane. And we had this meeting, and then they basically agreed that the county again would hire a third traffic consultant to review it, and that they picked R.A. Smith to do this. R.A. Smith reviewed it, got a thick report back to the county saying there should be a four-lane, and then the state said, no, it still should be a two-lane, and finally the federal administration got involved, and finally all at once it came back that the state said, no, I guess we will accept a four-lane undivided. Now, that did delay this project somewhat because of the federal government. But can I guarantee you there's going to be built in 2014? Absolutely not. This is a county trunk highway. We have almost no input whatsoever except to review the plans and make some suggestions. The one suggestion that I had made that we have an 8-foot terrace, so when the county plows the roads, they don't plow it on the sidewalk. And finally, I've been informed that they will give us the 8-foot terrace. They are going to have bike lane on, and that's required by the federal government, and we will at this point have a sidewalk on the east side, which we'll have to pay for.
Let me ask Alderman Taylor, Supervisor Taylor, if you would be kind enough to talk to the county executive and maybe the chairman of the county board to see if we can get assurances from the top people in county government, and that way at least we'll be able to go back to our constituents and say, we're pretty sure, or the top people in county government have told us that if everything stays constant, construction is going to start on such and such a date. Alderman Taylor?
Well, I actually spoke with Buzalaki this morning when I was going into the courthouse, and I'm going to be spending some time with him next week, and I'll have some of these conversations with him. We did have a meeting with engineering, Buzalaki, and Ms. Henning. One of the things that did come up in that meeting, a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, maybe, we were about all of our county roads, not just in Franklin. We had engineering from Oak Creek and Hales Corners. And one of the things on this, what I think she told us at the meeting, if I recall, was that some of the pedestrian things, like sidewalks and bike lanes and that has been a huge part of the delay, too, that we lost a lot of time there because having the sidewalks only on one side and the other sides. I think think she mentioned that too, that that's part of it. So that future projects are going to have those same types of delays if we go for these, some of these federal dollars. So we're trying to do all this, you know, pedestrian-friendly stuff in the community. It costs time and money, as we know, that we're paying for the sidewalks. So there was some delays right there. And I thought she said, and now I asked her, I'll call her tomorrow, I thought she said we lost a year on that whole issue. Government's very, very fast. But I will get some assurances, and I will take the chairwoman up 76th Street and on the way home.
Hold it at home.
In that spirit, Mr. Mayor.
Hold it also.
I don't need to make this a motion. I'd like the staff and the mayor to draft a letter to the county requesting that they begin immediately the planning and budgeting for the extension of 76th Street from Margaret Lane to south of Bryant Road before it turns more to gravel. Because it's the end of gravel right now. That's nowhere anybody's radar.
So you're saying from not the so-called agreed upon section, the final section that Mr. Bennett made, you're talking about the next section.
The rest of the road.
Which I've argued the whole time. We've argued the whole darn time.
Let's not put in the sidewalk. Let's finish the road. I don't need to make that a motion, but well, maybe we need to put it on record. Mr. Mayor, a motion to express to the Milwaukee County Board and other agencies the desire of Franklin to reconstruct the balance of Bryant Road to south, the balance of 76th Street from Margaret Lane to south of Bryant Road in the most expeditious and cost-effective manner possible.
Is there a second?
At the earliest opportunity.
Second.
I moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Was there a motion on the 76th Street?
Motion to express the surprise and imminent hope of a reconstruction of 76th Street.
Is there a second?
In our lifetime.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, this motion has been made and seconded.
What's the motion now?
Madam Clerk, we'll get the motion.
Here it is.
Yeah, the cable guy.
The city's surprise and imminent hope.
Okay.
Back to the county, we're going to write letters.
No, that's not smart.
Of course, I wouldn't mind if it's...
No, I know.
Are you withdrawing your motion?
I'm withdrawing. All right. 1999 is all I'll say.
All right, yep. Enough of the frivolity. All right, item 13 is a report, city engineer and status reconstruction of South 27th Street. Now, this one, I believe there was an email that came out that said that people within the DOT have... They unilaterally, we'll call it low-ranking managers or people in the DOT have decided to move back the reconstruction of 27th Street to 2017. And when I say that, I got absolutely zero notice of any change from anyone from the DOT. I talked to Representative Stone. He was unaware of any changes. And then I asked the city attorney to contact Dwayne Johnson. I don't know what his level is, second in command of DOT, something like that.
So regional director.
He's a director. He's way up there. As to where we are, because, as you know, we have been moving mountains to get Oak Creek and the streetscape and everything put in place, and there was this urgency to get an answer back to the DOT. And just out of the blue, and that's exactly what this was, out of the blue, they decided, well, we'll just move it back to 2017. Now, I will tell you that I did have a meeting recently with Representative Stone, Dwayne Johnson, Mr. Bennett, where I expressed some major concern over this whole thing. And I believe Mr. Johnson is looking into the matter. To see if that's correct or not correct. City attorney can go into more detail as far as his conversation is with us. But, you know, when in Vita, you can't get anyone better really than Vita. But when people make statements like that, I mean, I just had a meeting, Alderman Skronsky, I believe, was there. I believe Alderman Wilhelm, you might be aware of the meeting that took place with Melrose with Menards and Melrose and Delft Dental Associates and the cinema, and at the request of Melrose, because they were told that portion of the of their block, they were going to be cut off from having the traffic being able to make a left turn into their driveway. Menards said they get 700,000 customers a year that go into their properties. The gentleman from the Showtime Cinema was very, very, very concerned about all this. They're making plans for their businesses. They're wondering about the lighting going in. They're wondering how all this is going to go on. And they're very concerned about this because they're under the impression that all these changes and all the things that are going to be put in place needed to have input immediately. And that was because there were, I think, two meetings at St. James. And they were told by representatives from the DOT that they were sent letters and that they had their chance for input, but now it's pretty much they didn't take the opportunity. I know that Representative Ponadell and Representative Stone are both working on their behalf of all those businesses here.
But, 2014.
Yeah, but now we get the thing from VITA saying, no, it's moved back to 2017. So where are we?
That's, you know, that's the end little note on a two-page email.
Maybe she had the wrong key. It's a typo.
I don't think so, because I called her.
Alderman Olson.
If there's one person I have very high regard for, it's the DOT. She's an honest, forthright, intelligent, listening person who, I believe, still gets what the original committee was trying to get to on 27th Street. Fortunately, her management level is influenced adversely by what I believe to be engineers sitting in their cubicles reading trade mags coming up with new rules. And I referenced page 2 of Vita's memo, something we've gone round and round about for about, 20 years, Jack, this breakaway situation. Now they're not even going to let us have trees in the, outside of the bike path. You know, what the hell good is it then? And I say this sarcastically and emotionally, but let's just scrap the whole damn plan because this is just another damn highway. If it goes this way.
If they change the speed limit to Drexel Avenue, that would all disappear.
Absolutely.
And they won't
correct.
Do that. And they'll change it a quarter mile. It's
so
ridiculous.
You know, most of the thing, you see Vita in here, you know, on Rawson Avenue, there's enough room for your stuff. Okay, thanks. She gets it, but unfortunately her hands are tied by some engineer sitting in his cubicle making this. I mean, Jack, remember the 2-foot concrete wall around the entire median? They wanted to put a 2-foot wall around the entire median, 18 inches back from the curb. Prevent cars from running into non-breakaway items. Where did it come up with this stuff? So, Mr. Mayor, I appreciate the fact that you met with Mr. Johnson. I'm afraid this is wasting considerable money.
Well, and I have to tell you, I was just at a meeting where Governor Walker was at the meeting, where he got up and he took the podium. And I think on three occasions, Alderman Taylor was at the meeting, where he said how important South 27th Street
right.
corridor is,
yeah.
three times. And then, so what do we have to do? Call the governor every time that something changes? I mean, I guess that's what's going to go on, because how can we depend on these types of decisions? How can the businesses? I mean, we're not talking about a couple little mom-and-pop stores, and we were talking about Walmart, Sam's Club, Ashley Furniture,
Staybridge.
Everything south of Lawson is going to be much more valuable.
And people are, these businesses, the people are making decisions, very, very costly decisions about this. And you move in a direction, you do all the planning, you get three different committees, you get two cities going together, and it changes like that at a low-level DOT meeting?
State's been involved with us from day one. Look at the HNTB study. What did that cost us?
Quarter of a million.
Yeah, it was over 200.
Yeah.
250, and they want to just junk it?
Yeah.
The problem.
And they've been involved with us since day one.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, here's a thought, and I don't know what likelihood we've got this happen, but we have Walmart that just invested a ton of money. We got the two Northwestern buildings. We got Lowe's. We got Home Depot. What about getting these corporations to kind of, you know, send something to the state saying, hey, you know, we've been sitting here making changes. We've been improving our corporations with you guys saying this is going to happen. Now you're going to push it off another 3 years. What about those types of letters going to the governor's office? Northwestern Mutual has a prime one right there.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, but maybe I wasn't clear. We just had a meeting at Melrose with all of these businesses.
Yes.
Because they were so concerned about the meetings.
That was recent?
Probably within the last 2 months or so.
Okay.
With Representative Honadell and Stone. I have to say both the representatives dropped whatever they were doing to pay attention to this. But how do any of us make any decisions when it keeps changing every 5 minutes? And if I were Ashley's or Menards or Melrose or some of these other companies, I mean, how do you make business decisions when it keeps changing every 5 minutes?
Most Raptors out of business. You could never get an answer on the access for these DOT.
Well, there you have it.
In 2 years.
I mean, it's we need when this council gets information back, it's got to be precise so that when we communicate to our constituents, they believe us. And when it goes in the paper and it says something in the paper, they can take it to the bank. And it's changing. If I see the governor, I will talk to him. If you see the governor, please talk to him, because this has to change. Now, this city attorney, you had a conversation with Mr. Johnson recently.
That's correct, and I did not know before he returned my call that the mayor had met with him. And bottom line was, I was explaining to him real world facts of life on South 27th Street. And about 5 minutes in, he then mentioned that it sounded very familiar, because it was pretty much what the mayor had told him last week, Thursday. And the end result of that was my understanding that he understood the circumstances and he knew the importance of moving forward at this time. And we both agreed that we're going to get together within the next 3 weeks to see what can be done about this. And the three-week time period was due to him following up within his department first.
But I still don't, we all go back to our constituents, especially, I mean, Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Taylor on 27th Street. They're going to want answers, and it's important that for your credibility that you'd be able to.
I keep answering them, and the answer keeps changing. So
yeah.
Both sides are old. Both sides are Old Creek, too. They need answers.
Well, anyhow, I wanted to bring this to your attention, and I think we beat this up pretty good, but maybe one more shot.
Thank you.
Alderman Olson.
The reality is, on both sides of the street, there's a substantial amount of development labor, whether it's in phase one or phase two of the 27th Street. Every delay offered by the DOT is causing someone to make a decision to do nothing.
There you go. Okay. People are
incompatible with the goals of the governor of the state of Wisconsin.
People are talking about creating jobs.
Yeah.
And the parties that we rely on to be able to make the decisions that we need to be made in business keep changing it all the time. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. I mean, it's this just came straight out of the blue.
No, Mr. Mayor, I just personalize this a little bit. Took a little flack for the inactivity of the steering committee. Anybody have any guesses for why? Back in front of me. DOT inability to make one decision, much less a steering committee.
I was going to guess it's because of your shirt and you blend into the wall.
That's only for you.
Okay.
One final comment, Mr. Manning?
Yes,
Alderman. Oak Creek really ought to be disturbed. They just spent $6 million on a four-lane road. I mean, yeah, they really ought to be disturbed.
I mean, we're looking at 41,000 jobs created on the 27th Street corridor eventually, right? And that's all that's been on the news. Jobs. 41,000 eventually,
right,
over for the whole length of the corridor. And people are talking about 100 jobs here and 5 there. You know, we're looking for, I mean, we're not even asking, we're just expecting that when they tell us something, it's going to happen. I mean, is that so much to ask for in this world?
And then don't change your mind a month later.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, local government is having real difficulty, and the difficulties are being created at higher levels of government.
I think this comes from that.
City clerk has to come before.
Yes. Okay. Concept review, do we need to do anything on that?
No.
I don't think so. Miscellaneous licenses?
License committee met on May 31st. Follow-up actions. Clausing hold for appointment. Markowski approved with a letter. Mast hold for appointment. Crystal Ridge approved. Franklin Police Department approved. Franklin Police Department approved. Young approved. Andrelzik approved. Arbogish approved. Balzerzak approved. Barth approved. Bartolone approved. Burnt approved. Byerly approved. Chesham approved. Coley approved. Dock approved. Danforth approved. Deford approved. Falk approved. Falk approved. Feast approved. Fletcher approved. Gidbaum approved. Godek approved. Korlewski approved. Griebel approved. Hart approved. Hodak approved. Jackies approved. Klein approved. Kiefert approved. Lang approved. Laster approved. Pending schooling. Levenhagen approved. Linder approved. Luce approved. Markward approved. Martins approved. Nesman approved, Orban approved, Odison approved, Owen approved, Perkins approved, Peters approved, Philopek approved, Rainwater approved, Rylkowski approved, Reynolds approved, Rozek approved, Schnell approved, Schutz approved, Sheriffin approved, Shuda approved, Stankowski hold for appearance, Stark approved, Sweeney approved, Tyson approved, Varga approved, Welch approved, Wisniewski approved, Wojciech approved, Zacher approved, Zika approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The move and second under discussion, Alderman Olson.
There's two Rozek, same name, same address. For what?
Sisters.
Ah,
they worked at Crossroads.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I say motion carries. We now have vouchers numbers 142905 through 143146 in front of you for approval. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm.
Aye. Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes. I have it. Motion carries. You now have the net payroll of May 18th, 2012 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I have a motion.
Aye.
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 Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. I have a motion carries. Do we also have another June 1st? The payroll?
So moved.
June 1st. Is there a second?
Second.
So moved. Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm. Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. I have a motion carries. Motion
so
to adjourn.
Second.
So moved. And second, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have motion carries. We are adjourned.
Where's the cell phone?